The internet is infested with insane, ridiculous conspiracy theories that would make you question people's sanity. So many online conspiracy theories literally lead you to nowhere because it's made up nonsense that isn't supported by any kind of evidence. But this isn't always the case, as sometimes the conspiracy theories that are called the craziest end up being true. For this episode, we will be looking at some conspiracy theories that are guaranteed to wake you up. Hey guys, I hope all is well. Welcome back to The Truth Is, where I drop new videos every other day exposing the truth. Today's episode is a part 2 to my first video on online conspiracy theories that might be true. After many of you commented that you liked me giving my thoughts on these theories, I decided to make another video talking about the theories that are the most interesting to me and that I believe could genuinely wake people up. But before we begin, I just wanted to let my Patreon members know that I am finishing up on a video on the quote-unquote sacrifice castle. This video is about a castle where it's believed the elite meet to host their dark rituals. If you're one of my Patreon members, you can expect that video by Thursday. I want to thank you all. Now, let's get right into it. The first theory we're going to be talking about is the theory of the CIA experiments into telekinesis, psychics, and remote viewing. This theory is about the CIA's secret project called the Stargate Project. Project Stargate was established in the 1970s, and the things they experimented on seem unbelievable.
In the 1970s, reports began to surface that the Soviet Union had been investing heavily in psychic research. In a constant state of needing to outdo each other, the U.S. decided that they would commission the CIA and the U.S. Army to begin their own investigations into psychic powers. Project Stargate would come to be the umbrella term for several government projects aimed at further investigating psychic phenomena. The government was primarily concerned with remote viewing, or ESP. The hope was that the Army could use psychic and supernatural phenomenon for spying and military uses. One of the main goals was to see if it was possible to view objects, events, sites, or information at a great distance through psychic means. Research into remote viewing began at the Stanford Research Institute in 1972. As part of this research, parapsychologists, people who study psychic and paranormal phenomena, began interviewing various psychics to test for telepathic abilities. One such person was UK television personality Uri Geller, who was famous for allegedly bending spoons with his mind. The government would conclude that Geller was a fraud, but research done by the SRI was ultimately convincing enough to garner interest from the US Department of Defense. This would lead to the formation of a secret US Army unit based at Fort Meade, Maryland in 1978. The unit was small, consisting of 22 members at its peak, and was housed in old wooden barracks. Members of this unit were put through various tests and experiments in an effort to harness their powers to be used in military and domestic intelligence operations. One of the main goals of Project Stargate was to make psychic and paranormal research more scientific. Protocols were established to track and record findings, and various efforts were made to increase psychic accuracy. The term remote viewing would emerge to describe this more structured approach to gain information through extrasensory perception. Project Stargate would last for nearly 20 years before it was finally terminated in 1995. Declassified CIA files indicate that those who ran the project did, in fact, believe the program was successful.
As you heard for yourself, the person who made this video claims that the CIA had investigated the possibility of remote viewing in the 1970s. Remote viewing, for those who don't know, is a type of psychic ability that allows the person who has the ability to be able to essentially leave their body and travel to any place in the world in any moment in history. As wild as this theory sounds, it's not a conspiracy theory because it was actually true. Project Stargate was indeed a real military operation. For some reason, the CIA believed in the idea that psychics were real and that some of them had the ability to do this remote viewing. This is awfully similar to Project MKUltra, the CIA's mind control experiment on the US population. People thought this was also just a conspiracy theory until CIA documents were leaked, revealing it was all true. Project Stargate was real, and the government spent millions of dollars experimenting and testing this phenomenon, whether you believe it or not. Now, an interesting fact that most people don't know is that Project Stargate and Project MKUltra played as the inspiration for the Netflix hit TV show Stranger Things, with Eleven's entire concept being that that she is one of these psychics experimented on by the government. I'm going to label this theory as conspiracy truth, as it's not a theory but a real government conspiracy. The next theory we're going to be talking about is the theory that the calendar we all use is actually incorrect and has been tampered with. This theory made by David Strait suggests that we're actually supposed to have 13 months in a year instead of 12 months.
This is why I've said the dates that they are giving us are incorrect. We used to have 13 months, 28 days, and one day of rest, even in the Bible. So look, we have 13 lunar cycles, 28 days, 13 zodiac signs. Every turtle shell you'll find, 13 sections in the middle, and 28 notches along the side, all to keep us disconnected from these natural cycles of our realm. Listen to David Strait explain it more.
Our calendar is not quite right. We're supposed to have 13 months of 28 days with one day, the day of resurrection, Easter, as a neutral day. That's our 365 days. We've actually got 13 constellations, not 12. This same calendar is very close to the Mayan calendar. But it's also very close to several ancient Sanskrit calendars. What does sept mean?
Seven.
Seven. I thought that was the ninth month. What does oct mean?
Eight.
What does nove mean?
Nine.
What does dec mean?
Ten.
It's supposed to be the seventh, eighth, ninth, and tenth month. Jan is 11. Feb is 12. March is 13. April is our first month. Babies are born in the spring, the 1st of April, Easter. This is the start of our new year. This is the start of spring when the flowers start coming up, the grass starts coming up, the trees start leafing out. The babies are born. That's the first day. Our neutral day, day one. The day we rest and celebrate the resurrection, the new beginning, the beginning of Christ. April is month one. And then we lost a month in there. Where is it? What's it called? We know what it's called. I'm not going to reveal it yet, but we know what it's called. But this is the true calendar. The Gregorian calendar is SMU. Shit made up by man. To keep us out of our natural cycles.
As you heard for yourself, this theory suggests that our calendar has been altered to keep us out of our natural cycles like David Strait suggests. He claims that the first month of the year should be April, also claiming that the year should be made up of 13 months, composing of 28 days per month. This is another theory that I found quite fascinating, and when I dug into this, I was able to confirm some of it. For instance, the 12-month calendar was started in the year 46 BC. It was introduced by Julius Caesar, who changed the calendar from the previous 10-month cycle to the 12-month calendar. The ancient Jews used a 13-month lunar calendar that ensured their religious holidays coincided with the seasons. So did the ancient Egyptians as well, using a 13-month calendar. Now think about that. Throughout civilization, we have used many different versions of the calendar. There is no way this current calendar that we're using is aligned with the natural order of things if it has been altered so many times. This theory is absolutely true, and I have to label this one as a conspiracy truth, as it's not at all a theory. The next theory that we need to talk about is the theory of the Statue of Liberty being either a pagan deity or even Lucifer. This theory was being talked about by a man I believe is named Jim Staley, but I might be wrong. According to Jim, the Statue of Liberty seems to be based on the statues of several pagan deities.
And we're going to find out who Lady Liberty really is. What's fascinating is if you look at the picture, I'm sure it's total coincidence that the statue on the left not only looks identical to the Statue of Liberty, but has the exact same rays coming off what is arraying her head as the sun rays, representing the seven continents of the world. It is the sun god that presides over the world. This is Attis. Attis was the main servant of Kybele, or Ishtar, or the wife of Baal. And he, in their craziness, castrated himself and would cross-dress as a woman and wear this hat. This is the castrated Attis on the left and Lady Liberty on the right. Let's go one further. Helios, look at this, holding a torch. He's the Colossus of Rhodes, one of the seven wonders of the ancient world. The exact attributes of Helios, or the Colossus, and the sun god, and all of those things show up in the Statue of Liberty.
As you saw for yourself, Jim points out several similarities between the Statue of Liberty and the old pagan gods, suggesting that this so-called Statue of Freedom isn't what she claims to be. I actually did a lot of digging into this theory a few years back when I was thinking about doing a full video on it. The Statue of Liberty has an occult background. Most people know that France gifted America the statue to honor the alliance between the two countries. What most people don't know is that the statue was actually gifted to America by French Freemasons. The French Freemason Edouard de La Boulaye was who came up with the proposition to gift America the Statue of Liberty. After the idea was approved, Frederick Augusto Bahardi, a Freemason, started getting it done. They then gave it to America and placed it in the Big Apple. This statue is a representation of all the pagan sun gods, which is all a representation of the light bearer himself, Lucifer. It's why the statue is holding the lit torch, leading the path to enlightenment. The Statue of Liberty is a statue of Lucifer, the light bearer. This theory is again a conspiracy truth, with plenty of evidence to prove that. The next theory we're going to be talking about is the theory that the Freemasons hid Masonic symbols into the infrastructure of Washington, D.C. According to Jordan Maxwell, when the Freemasons had Washington, D.C. built, they hid Masonic symbols into the infrastructure itself. These symbols could be found by following important monuments and buildings in Washington, D.C., where you would find symbols like the square and compasses and even the pentagram.
You get into Washington, D.C., and what do we see here? This is extremely important, but if you take a look, here is the Illuminati pyramid. The capital of the United States is at the top of the eye of the pyramid. You see the separation. And Jordan, go on and explain that.
Yes, the obelisk, you'll see the Egyptian obelisk here. The Egyptian obelisk points up to the top of the triangle or the top of the pyramid. We're talking about occultic forces. We're talking about the five-pointed pentagram, which was used by satanic worshipers for thousands of years. If you take the five points off of a five-pointed star or a pentagram, you have left in the middle a pentagon. That's why the United States has a pentagon. The pentagon is directed toward the North Star because, according to the ancient Babylonians, that's where you gathered power from the gods of the North in war. We're talking about a concerted effort to manipulate the human beings of this country into a new order and a new world, and the people are going along with it, docile, and have nothing.
And if we take a look at the map of Washington, D.C., here is the White House at the top of the pentagram. The same satanic seal on the first church of Satan. The configuration was laid out, and of course we have the goat of Mendes. Also,
as you heard for yourself, Jordan Maxwell made some very interesting points with this video. He showed proof that this seems to be the case. With me knowing that America was created by the Freemasons and their obsession with symbols, this one isn't hard to believe at all. I first heard this theory over 10 years ago now, and I have believed it since then. It's one of those first theories that wake you up and show you the truth about our country. Washington, D.C. is the capital of America. Since the Freemasons played a crucial role in the creation and development of the country, I know for sure they hid occult Masonic symbols in every aspect of this country, just like we see on the back of the $1 bill. This is another theory that I must label as conspiracy truth. The next theory we're going to be talking about is the theory that the Pope is connected to pagan Rome. This theory was said by William Cooper, who I have been talking a lot about recently. William Cooper suggests that the Pope is the new Emperor of Rome, claiming that Rome never fell but became the Roman Catholic Church.
Who is the Pope? He is the Emperor of Rome. Rome never died, never faded away. It became the Vatican. What is the Vatican? It is the priesthood of all of the old pagan religions of Rome, built upon the deception that they are Christian. Can man change the orders of God? Can man elevate himself above God? No. Then why did the Pope change the Sabbath from Saturday to Sunday, the venerable day of the worship of the sun, Osiris? Why in the outer courtyard of the Vatican is there a temple of the sun, an obelisk, and a reflecting pool built as a fountain around the base of the obelisk? Because what we're talking about in Dealey Plaza and in Washington, D.C. exists also in the Vatican. And I'm not trying to insult Catholics, I'm just trying to tell you the truth.
As you heard for yourself, William Cooper claims that the Roman Empire lived under a different name, the Roman Catholic Church. Now, before I speak deeper about this, I want to let my Catholic viewers know that are watching this that I don't mean any disrespect with speaking about this. I'm not saying Catholics are evil or anything like that. Most of my family are Catholics and they follow the same God as I do as a Christian. My own parents were Catholics for most of my life. The individual people who joined the Catholic Church joined for the same reasons people join the Christian Church, to get closer to God and to better understand his teachings. With all that being said, a lot of evidence does seem to exist to back up the claims William Cooper is stating. In fact, I have been pointing this out about the Catholic Church for years now. The Catholic Church is the continuation of the Roman Empire. It's important to understand that while Catholic people don't know this, people like the Pope do. The Church rose from the ashes of the Roman Empire. If you want to know more about this, watch my Patreon video about the Vatican. In that video, I break it all down perfectly. In many ways, I agree with William Cooper's claims, and I feel this one is a conspiracy truth. The next theory we're going to be talking about is the theory that King James had the Bible translated to use it to control people.
I can almost bet you that the Freemason that wrote the Book of Demonology has a book sitting right in your living room. King James published this Book of Demonology just a few years before he published the Holy Bible. It tells all about his belief in witchcraft and magic. You can see right here, it was printed in 1603. So King James, the Freemason, got his Book of Demonology out before he published his version of the Holy Bible. You can just hear the angels sing with this cover, can't you? More fitting cover. Those are the witches on the cover of the King James Book of Demonology.
Late before the King James, the Geneva Bible was out. King James banned the Geneva Bible. And you say, wait a minute, if the Geneva Bible is such a good book, why was it banned? If you can figure out anything that might cause a king not to want to have this out, put on the whole armor of God, that you may abide to stand against the assaults of the devil. For we wrestle not only against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers. Sounds pretty familiar so far, right? And against worldly governors, who are the princes of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness, which are in the high places. As a matter of fact, if you read the instructions, you find out that they left out a lot of things. The true meaning of baptism, the true meaning of what the church is. And the reason why they did it is they wanted to be able to control people. They wanted to say that the government is divinely empowered and that the church got to listen to him. And of course, he controlled the church. 1910 talks about some of the real purposes of King James Version, and it's not what you were taught in school, about 65,000 plus changes in the King James Versions to some of the New Age Versions. There's 20,000 changes from Geneva to the King James, so you kind of get the idea that they're trying to change everything around so it means something totally different. The Rothschilds. Their goal was to control the world through...
Did you know that King James wrote a book on demonology and witchcraft? That's right. The guy who is involved in, who basically commissions a new version of the Bible, this is 1611, that is the first edition of what would be called the King James Bible, 1611. Before this, 14 years before this, he publishes a book on demonology and witchcraft.
As you heard for yourself, this theory suggests that King James, who had the Bible translated and who the King James Bible is referring to, not only altered the Bible, but was also a devout demonologist. Once again, before I get into this one, let me just try to help people a bit who don't understand what I mean by this. The King James Bible was just a translation of older versions of the Bible, like the Geneva Bible, which is much older than the King James. All of these Bibles are just different translations from the original Bible. Technically, none of these Bibles are the original Bible, but a translation. Now, the King James Bible was ordered to be translated by King James himself. Don't get me wrong, the King James Bible does still hold tons of important information and could help people on their spiritual journey, but it has been slightly altered under King James's orders to benefit his kingdom and to establish more control. Some Bible verses in the King James Bible were slightly altered so he could manipulate the moral of the story being told.
Ephesians 6 verse 12, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." Right, so that's the King James. Now look what it says in the Geneva Bible. This one is from 1560. This is before the King James. "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, and against the worldly governors, the princes of darkness of this world." And notice how it didn't use against again, which means the worldly governors are the princes of darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness, which are in the high places. So not only are we in a spiritual battle, we're also being attacked by the worldly governors, the princes of darkness of this world.
If you research why he had it translated this way, was because certain things threatened his authority and his power. He also removed all 15 books of the Apocrypha, which are all in the Geneva Bible. King James literally banned the Geneva Bible, and it was for a reason. The Geneva Bible came before the King James.
King James also banned all other existing Bibles, preventing people from reading them, stopping people from finding these small changes he made. I want to make it clear, there's nothing wrong with reading the King James Bible, but I do recommend you buy some of the older versions of the Bible that hadn't had books removed or verses slightly altered. I myself have many versions of the Bible, including the King James Bible, but my go-to Bible is the Geneva Bible. King James altered the King James Bible and removed some of the books. He also wrote about demons and how to control them. This is all true, so this is a conspiracy truth in my opinion. Well, that pretty much wraps this one up. Let me know what you guys think about these theories in the comments. Also, let me know if you like these kind of videos. Would you like me to make this into a series where I drop one video like this every week? Tell me what you guys think below. Well, that's it for this video, but before you guys go, please subscribe if you're not. Please like, comment, and share this video so we can get it seen by everyone who needs to see it. I want to thank you all for watching, and I'll see you guys in the next one.